Network Marketing 2.0, episode 074. For more training and free resources, please go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about a simple question which I have an answer for you today. A lot of people still wonder, does network marketing work? Does network marketing still work? Can it work for you? Can it work for even other people? What are the variables? What are the different scenarios? Can it still work, period? You know, that's a very interesting question, because in the first place, network marketing, see, this is not going to be the answer that most of you are probably looking to hear, but you know, this is the moment when the champions are going to be set apart from the losers. Okay, and when I say losers, and I say that in the nicest possible way, but I really need you to get that point. I need that point to drive home. This is not probably going to be the answer you're looking for. In the first place, ever and ever before, never, network marketing only worked for the top 3% anyway. Okay, in the first place, network marketing never worked for 98% of people that join network marketing. Now, my own thing here is to tell you why, so you can avoid the reason why it hasn't worked for 98%. 98% of people in network marketing make less than $10 per month. Now, tell me, what can you do with $10 per month when you burn so much energy and so much hours on home meetings, hotel meetings, going to the events, buying auto ships and all this craziness, right? Spending money on flight tickets, going out to national conference and event. And if all you make is $10 per month, right? 98% of the industry. So, to bust your bubble a little bit, trust me, I have better news for you. Before we end this particular episode, but to really, really drive that home for you, 98% of people in network marketing already fall in that box. It doesn't work for them. It doesn't work for them, not because network marketing doesn't work. However, it doesn't work for them for the same reason why people would go to college, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and end up not using the degree. Do you know anybody in your family with a degree that they don't use? Yes, they're all over the place, right? So it's the same exact reason. It takes a certain amount of tenacity. It takes a certain amount of, obviously, entrepreneurship spirit, meaning you live and die by yourself. It's a lonely world. You have to be ready to build a business. You have to be strong enough to withstand your faith being tested. Because you know what? In entrepreneurship, and especially in network marketing, your faith will be tested. And like most people will fail. And that's why you see that 98% of people in network marketing will make less than $10. One of the major reasons why that will happen is because people often quit before they get started, right? People give themselves ultimatum before they get started. And you know, let me tell you something. If you stick around network marketing, just naturally, because you have a human brain in your head, eventually you will catch the fire. Once you decide, you make a decision that this is what you're going to do, usually within 6 months, your life would change. So if you've been in the business for maybe 4 or 5 years and you haven't made more than $10, it's because you have never really decided. You have never really, really planted that flag. You've never really taken the time to say, listen, this is as simple as entrepreneurship. I'm going to need to acquire customers. I'm going to need to acquire partners. I essentially simply need to market so I can attract all these type of people into my business. And the business is really that simple. But a lot of people, as simple as that is, cannot wrap their mind around simple prospecting and marketing skills. All you need to learn is marketing and prospecting skills. As a matter of fact, if you learn marketing, you probably can do away with prospecting. As opposed to what some legends will say, they may say, hey, just do prospecting. Well, let me tell you something. Everybody is not cut out to sell. But I believe anyone can learn marketing because it's a simple skill. Prospecting is a skill as well. But however, prospecting can quite often involve your emotion. And if people turn you down enough times, you're going to be out of the business. That's just a human brain in your head. But if you learn marketing, you really don't have to involve yourself. It's a simple skill that allows you to expose your video presentation, your business presentation to as many people as possible. And that's the number one key factor that builds a business in entrepreneurship and in network marketing. So does network marketing still work? Absolutely, it still works. Does it still work for 98% of people that join? Absolutely not. It's still always going to be that way because it still requires the same spirit to build a business, especially in the digital age. So yes, it still works. It depends on who we are talking about. Does that make sense? Hopefully you've been educated and enlightened, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.